in Great Falls, Montana.
Hi, Donna. Good evening.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm better. But I'm getting better.
And I believe more people have joined in. Welcome, everybody, and please say your name and location. Hey, Don, can you hear me? Don at BBS? No? Continue with the music, but can you turn it down a little bit? Thank you very much, Don. And yes, we have an incorrect code. Good evening. Welcome to the question and answer call. Please say your name and location.
Joel, Chicago.
Is it Joel from Chicago? Good evening. How are you doing? And somebody else came in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Mike Diaz, Los Angeles. How are you doing?
Mike, how are you doing?
Good.
I'm what he's having.
Just a good old dose of love, light, energy.
All right. Hi, Mike. Dave from Indiana. Long time no hear.
Oh, what's going on, brother?
Hey, not much.
Welcome to the people who just came in. Please say your name and location.
Shirley, Mississauga.
Good evening and welcome to the call.
Yeah, hi, Steve.
Hi, is it Steve?
Dave.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you. How are you, hon?
This is Dave from Mesa?
No, from Atlantic City.
All right. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we get Daffy playing in the background.
You know, I don't know why, but I always visualize Wynn playing those drums, like, kind of rocking his head back and forth, you know, getting into it, kind of whimsical, kind of like very heavy. I don't know.
Toga.
Yeah, right?
All right. I welcome all those people who just joined in. This is the question and answer call. Please say your name and location.
This is Edward from Illinois.
Good evening, and welcome to the call.
Thank you. Hey, can I say something to you before anyone chimes in? The email that
one
sends out with the calling number,
that's
the area code is wrong.
Yes, I know about it. I'm just emailing him about it.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Okay.
Hi, it's Susan from Mesa.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Goodness gracious. It's Fred, Eagle River.
Hi, Fred. Good evening. And please say your name and location.
Nancy and Michigan.
Hi, Nancy. Good evening. How are you doing?
Doing great. And you?
Doing well. Thank you.
All right. Looking forward to it.
All right.
Hi, Michael in Santa Fe.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing, bud?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good to hear your voice.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Minnesota.
Did anybody hear Terry last night?
Terry last before last night.
Yes. Dave.
Hello, wonderful. Everybody.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
My name is Serena. I'm calling from Seattle.
Hi, Serena. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
really noisy on the line.
Yeah, we have Daphne is playing in the background. And Don, if you can hear me, Don, the music is pretty loud here on the phone line. Is it possible for you to turn it down a little bit? Thank you so much, my friend.
Hi, this is Gail from Santa Cruz, California.
How are you doing tonight, Gail?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good evening. Welcome to the question and answer call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, this is Ray from Nevada.
Hey, Ray. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
Good. Thank you for being here.
You know, he gave the wrong phone number on the email.
Yes, he has been notified.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. This is Edna.
Edna Essenbeck. Good day, my friend.
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, good. Thank
you. What languages do you speak, guys?
Four.
Speak them well. Hi, this is James in Pacifica.
Hello, James. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
All right. Pacifica is in the Bay Area, right? A little south.
That's exactly right. Close to San Francisco.
Yes.
Los is los, the wind is los.
Alice is los, my Freud. We had more people to join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Connie in San Jose.
Hello, Connie. Welcome to the call. How are you doing tonight?
Great, thank you.
All right, thanks for being here. Somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, hi, this is Dave in Mesa, Arizona.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Oh, wow, I was just looking up some interesting stuff on YouTube, and I found it interesting, the connection with Wynn and what he talked about in the past and David Wilcox. And it was interesting. I'll have to send him an email about it.
All right, please do so. More people have joined in. Welcome to the question and answer call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, hi. This is Ron in Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Good evening, Ron. How are you doing?
Pretty good. And you?
Good.
Hey, hi. This is Steve in Flagstaff. I tried calling the number he put on the website. He's got the area code wrong.
Yes, I emailed him about it. I hope he's going to connect us soon.
Okay, because I'd look for it elsewhere.
All right. Good evening to those people who just joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Meryl in Seattle.
Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Jerry.
Oh, hi.
Melville.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Hi, Wynn.
I hope we're on VBS right now.
Yes, we are, Wynn.
Oh, good. Okay.
Did you send a second email out when you had an incorrect phone number? The area code was incorrect.
Oh my God.
I didn't send a second.
That's what I get. I just got back. Just a donut.
Good evening and welcome to the call to those people who just joined in. If you want to do so, please say your name and location.
Ruth, Minnesota.
Good evening and welcome to the call. Good evening.
Congratulations.
Welcome to the question and answer call. Please say your name and location.
Jody in Bellevue.
Hello, Jody. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
I'm muting a few lines where I have background noise from. Good evening. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Please say your name and location.
Cheryl, Philadelphia.
Hello, Cheryl. Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Cheryl, I was born in Philadelphia. This is Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
I went to Central High School.
Oh, I went to the neighboring school. Girls High.
You went to Girls High. All right.
Yeah.
I heard they segregated them since then, huh?
No, actually, it's Central's now co-ed.
That's what I heard, yeah. That's what I meant. I meant that they integrated them.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. We hear somebody.
All right. I'll mute some lines.
Oh, hi.
Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi. Hi, this is Colleen in Vancouver.
Hi, Colleen. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being here.
We learned more in 30 seconds last night than we've learned about Terry in months.
Terry, are you there?
Oh, Jody, I'm here. Somebody opened up.
Yeah. Okay. Let's mute everybody and get started, okay?
Get the recorder going, right?
Oh, that's right. Thank you.
This conference is being recorded.
Hey, everybody. Everybody listening on BBS and everybody on our phone line. This is Winfrey in Sedona. We're going to mute this thing so we don't hear. And now we're going to mute the lines.
Muted.
And those of you that are checking in for the first time, you are in the middle of an experiment, and it has to do with, are there voices talking to us that created the universe? Can they make themselves known to you in a way that you can feel it, in a way that's uplifting? And they say they can, and I get numerous emails from people who can feel energies on the line. And so while you're on this line, you may notice, and I'll tell you how it feels. At least it's different for everybody, so I don't want to say this is how it's going to feel for you. But for many people, it's like not a stranger coming in. It's an energy. You know how you walk into a room and there's good vibes and you can feel the energy in the room and suddenly you shift? It's kind of like that. It's kind of like that, except you're on a conference line. You're not walking into a room. There's nothing in your physical proximity, like another human, that's bringing energy in. When you walk into a room and there's something going on, you're around other humans who all have energy, and when they have good energy, some of you can feel the energy. Many of you can feel that. And when they don't have good energy, you can say it's bad vibes. And why did we hear that? Just a second. Hang on. All right. What we're doing is we just turned off the entry and exit chimes so we don't get interrupted. The way the conference line works is when somebody calls in, we hear a ding, and when they hang up, we hear another kind of ding. So
a dong.
A dong, a ding-dong, okay. And what's happening is people keep coming back to these calls. Sometimes there's really, really profound information comes in. But most of all, there's an energy that helps lift your spirits. And the energy comes in not because of anything I do and not because of anything you do, except to be neutral. You don't have to try to be relaxed, to be in a quiet place. And that doesn't necessarily guarantee that you're going to feel it, okay? But many people do. The people that feel it the fastest are those people who our sources would identify as star seeds or wanderers. And that is people who actually were in other dimensions, graduated this realm, came into this realm to be of service, and invariably they get lost. 90% of them get lost. They go back into the reality systems here. But inside themselves, they have a tuning fork that is very much connected to the higher realms. And when they come into these calls, their tuning fork starts to vibrate because it's got a resonance with the energy. And those are the people that get the most immediate reaction. And everybody can get the reaction. It's not limited to anybody. But if you're having lots of trauma inside yourself, if you're in pain, if you have unworked out karma, your circuits might be a little bit clouded, fogged, so it's hard to feel the energy. And we do talk about those things, and we do look for keys to help clear those things. And many people, after they're on the line for a couple of months or a couple of weeks, suddenly they get it. They open up. And so it's consider it your personal experiment. And I'm only a reporter here. I'm sitting in the middle of it. I'm telling you, as if you've read my book, which I hope you have. And by the way, reading the materials helps open you up. Reading the materials, they say their energy is in their words. So reading, the Creator God book, which we gave away for free, reading The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, reading the raw material from Carla Ruckert, LL Research, it all starts to help tune you in and learn how to fit into this physical realm in a different way, a different perspective, instead of that part of you that's saying, what am I doing? Where's the money? What am I going to do? What am I supposed to do? What's my role? You know, your first role, if you're looking for a role, has to do with tuning. Tuning, getting your tuning fork vibrating in resonance with the frequencies of the higher realms. And then you automatically start being of service because you're lifting the vibration around you. So we've got a lot of questions tonight, and some of you listened to the replay of our interview on, Darkness Radio with David Schroeder, which was on Monday night. And for the very first time ever, we did a channeling. Terry brought in our sources live. Now I was on the show a week before approximately, and David talked to me for 2 hours. And actually, some of you probably are listening that maybe heard that. And we had a bit of a misunderstanding because I asked him to run all the questions through me. And the reason we do that is because my role in this is to hold the space, hold the energy. And by doing that, it creates safety for the person who's channeling. And the questions that are asked have to be carefully reviewed prior. And why is that? It's because certain kinds of questions can bring in negative sources. One of the things that I understand that as you listen to these calls, it's not something that's obvious, but when you're dealing with a group matrix energy, you're not dealing with a single being that's answering questions Maybe even it's an ascended being. Maybe it's even a high being, but and it has wisdom. We're dealing with energies that are group energies, and they do have wisdom, but they're a group matrix. And whatever I talk about, the energy starts moving into what I'm talking about. So if I ask a question that has a lot of negativity attached to it, the energy suddenly shifts. And you can actually bring in a negative source. And I think we've had that happen occasionally on the line. So when we did this, David asked a questions. And the very last question, which was unfortunate because it's what was left hanging in people's minds, up to the last question, he did a really good job. And I let him ask the questions, although it was not supposed to work that way. And it's much safer if I ask the questions. But in general, his questions were okay. And in the last question was a strange question, because he said, can you tell us about, and then I think he said a name, Renara, and just left it like that. And, you know, if you're listening to these calls, we don't take inventory of other people, of other groups. People ask us, is this positive? Is this negative? And it's not up for me to tell you. That's part of your lesson in discernment, to figure it out. We do set a frequency here, and if you learn to feel the frequency, you'll be able to tell if someone else is coming from a high frequency. And it's a frequency that is not a show-off frequency. It's not a self-aggrandizing frequency. It's a frequency that can lift your spirits and make you feel love inside yourself if you open to it. And when you're looking at anything, you can learn to feel this frequency and decide if that's there. It's my feeling that if something makes you feel love inside of yourself, and if it makes people love each other and open to each other, then that's a very good criteria for positive. And if something is just being an expert all the time, knows all the answers, you may learn something, but it may not be positive. Both the negative and the positive can channel through people. And the negative is tricky. They can say they're the Elohim. They can say they're Jesus. And how do you figure out if it really is or really isn't? You have to look for that loving frequency. You can't just go by the words that are being said. So when we asked this question about who is Renar, and I didn't want to ask it, and David insisted, and I said, okay, let's let it go through, we got a rather strange answer. And they said, Renar is a composite of different things, and that was it, you know? And I thought that might be their way of sidestepping the question. But Terry, I think, wanted to clarify something about what she felt when that question was being asked. By the way, this has become a really big thing on his show. And this evening, somebody who put that question there was going to be on the show and talk about it. And I called David up and I said, okay, if he's going to talk about it, I want to talk about it. Okay. Because I don't know what they're going to say, if they're going to try to discredit us, or if somebody was trying to trick us and just make up something. I didn't know. And I still don't know. But in any case, Terry, what did you want to say about that?
Well, I wanted to see, first of all, if someone listens to it and then senses his energy, like when he was talking about the healing of the girl, his energy was really good. And when he got to the last question, if you noticed his energy, his energy became adversive. And the whole energy...
We're talking about David's energy. Became adversarial.
David's energy. Yeah.
Yeah.
His energy suddenly became adversarial.
Mm-hmm.
On the last question, and I note that. And the question, I don't know that he knew what the answer was at the time, like in full, but what came through, the first thing that came through was evil and good vying for supremacy. And that would fit how the energy shifted on the call at that point. But the Elohim didn't want to say that. They looked at the audience and there are people by that name, Renard. It's a French name with a silent D. And there would be people listening or come to listen to the call at some point that had that name, and the Elohim didn't want what they were getting to be attached in any way to those people named Renard, because it really didn't fit of the fight between evil and good for supremacy. And so they had said at the start, give us a moment, and this was what was going on during that moment of silence. They were trying to decide how to handle that question of the supremacy of good and evil. So then they commented about a being who was a composite, or a being. Every being is a composite, but this being of Renard, the composite parts were not working in harmony with each other. And that was their sort of a dumbed-down version of this very strong concept of pure evil vying with pure good. So that's what, there's the whole story right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. Okay. And we're going to call in the light. And that is kind of our invocation to create a protective energy. And you are going to be part of the protective energy. And so when we do this, you might feel that energy come in. And this is not a magic ritual. It's a bunch of intentions that when we intend something, we start to make it happen. Okay, somebody's saying they can't hear me, and then I'm mic too low. Okay. You know what? I'm on my cell phone. For the past calls, I've been on Skype, and it's much better. But I'm kind of, if you want to know, I'm in my little RV behind a coffee shop. And I'm doing it from there, and I am on the Internet through the coffee shop, but I am not on the Skype. So I hope I'll make an attempt to talk louder and see if it's better, okay? And Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection from all of us present on this line who would wish of their own free will to participate in that. And I always say, if you're new on the line, just stay in the background and watch and observe until you say, okay, I'm open to that. And we invite, and we do this while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And I'll mention that the way the universe works, as we've learned to understand it, is the entire universe is one energy. And everything in it is a subdivision of that energy. Just as if you might have a house with electricity coming into it, with all these electrical outlets, and different things plug into them, and they all do different, you know, different functions, but they're all plugged into the same circuit. And the universe is the same way. There's one energy, and all of us are plugged into that circuit. And in the higher realms, beings, entities, recognize that they're part of the same energy. And in the lower realms, like Earth, people usually lose track of that experience. So in this moment, we want to feel what we're plugged into. We want to feel the connection, not as the isolated, alienated being. And the Elohim and the Ra groups are actually us, but they're expanded versions of us. They're part of the same energy. We're contracted versions of them. But many of us came to this planet and took bodies because one of the highest services anyone can do is to learn to be the ground crew for this energy, because they can help us, but they need people down here to work with. And so on these calls, many of us have experienced that and have agreed to do that. You don't have to do anything other than make the connection and open yourself up to, and you end up being more loving and people feel your presence differently. But most of us have certain things we have to get through before we can do that. And so the reason for these calls, one of my reasons, is to help you get through what you need to get through so that you can be of higher service while you're alive. And when you die, you have a greater connection to the other side, and you don't have to be afraid. So do we have an opening comment from our sources?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We spread our love light across the planet, not only to the people on the call, but to the light workers and to the workers who are working in areas of dangerous jobs, to the paramedics, to the medical workers. We spread light and support to all of them and our thanks for the work that they do. And we appreciate each and every one of you being on this call and the opportunity to connect with you, those that wish to be connected with. Do you have questions?
Yes. One question is, and I don't have the person's name, but this is not a personal question. Besides the group souls that are communicating with us, are there other positive group souls interfacing with our realm that have different functions that you would like to share with us?
Thank you. Yes, there are other groups that are interfacing. There are groups of angels in the angelic realm that are interfacing, and they have their own specific jobs. They are guides and helpers, and they work in the heavenly realm and they interface with the earth realm. There are other groups that work in the area of India, and they interface through some of the religious tenets in the area with the people in that area and some of the rituals that they have in the burial rituals to work to help transport beings to the other side. They think in a different language. However, their function is much the same. We look at other countries and we see that there are other groups also in Africa. There is a group that is connected to help the African people to transition. So the answer is yes.
Thank you. We had two people asking questions about the moon tonight. And I'm going to just integrate their questions together in under one umbrella. And one thing is that when people are reading about the moon or listening to George Norrie or different metaphysical things, there's this idea that the moon might be artificial and that it's also a place for alien bases, and there's funny structures on it that seem to have been made by intelligence. And in my studies of Egypt, the word Ra became known as Amun Ra, and Amun related to the moon, and the moon is a receiving energy as opposed to the sun. And I came to the idea that the Amun Ra name was a service to self name, and it wasn't the highest name, even though religion has taken that, and I believe that Amen is derivative from Amun. And on the other hand, we have astrology, which has all these ways of interpreting the moon's influence. We have the Hebrew religion, which uses the moon as a calendar as opposed to the sun. And so can you share anything with us about the moon that might be helpful in understanding for those people that are asking those questions and that are curious? And finally, how do we relate to the moon as an energy?
Thank you. During certain times when there's a full moon, the moon has a very great pull upon the people of Earth that are on the side where the moon is shining. And it not only pulls the tides, but it pulls the molecules of the person's body and it gets things to moving within the body, as an individual tends to hold within his sphere stucknesses and keeps things in balance. And the moon, when the moon is full, can begin to unbalance those things. So things that a person has been holding within them can begin to become unbalanced, and the person has to work harder to keep them in balance. Of course, the best answer is to be able to clear those things so they are not in a person's field to be pulled and pushed and come into play during certain cycles of the moon. There is less pull, and there are times when this can act as an advantage for the person to make more contact, to be able to accomplish things. These are in the realm of astrology, and there's information available on how the moon affects things during the waxing and waning of the moon. Give us a moment. The moon has functions which are not generally thought of and are taken for granted, and it is a balance for Earth so that it can act as a protection for Earth. Because of its interaction in electromagnetics, it can be a deflection for Earth in some of the things coming its way from the sun or from other areas within the solar system. There have been questions as to how the moon got there. It has been there for an extremely long time. And it, during other cycles, has been able to be moved into place so that it has the best advantage in connecting with Earth. There were technology. We look at how long ago, more than millions of years, in the area of billions of years, when Earth was first colonized, and it was looked at how Earth could be set up to be a paradise for individuals to retreat to from other parts of the galaxy. And there were technologies at that time for how to move other bodies into position, and there were geometries that were known about how to coordinate movements and what positioning would be best for protection of Earth. Those are our comments.
So whoever was working with the moon, would you call them service to self or service to others or mixed?
we would say that it was an individual thing, but in general, the programs were service to others to provide a refuge, a retreat, an ideal paradise where individuals could go to set up a new experiment, a new land. So in general, we would call them service to others, although within the group there were service to self individuals who were working to make money or were working for their own motives.
So the moon, they were attempting to construct a paradise on Earth, and the moon was going to be part of it. Yes?
That is correct.
And interfacing the energies of the moon. So it was created in a deliberate manner by intelligent ETs. Would we call them ETs? Yeah, the flying saucers.
You may call them ETs, colonizers from other parts of the galaxy and other galaxies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Now, we have a question here from Helma. And there's a lot of talk about this period of time and the shift. And I think Jesus said it, and she says the nine elders said it. And the question is, are we going to have 3 days of darkness? And we won't see the sun in this coming period of time.
It depends upon what you mean in this coming period of time. We can give you parameters to consider. We do not expect any untoward changes in the area of time, in the near area of time. There are some of the things that we see out there possibilities that could potentially happen at some point, and we do not have a date, and we do not see it within the next few years. And one of the things is the melting of the glaciers. Makes a redistribution of weight upon the planet, which could make a movement within the Earth's crust to realign the weight, which in a movement, a crustal movement, could create an apparency of the stopping of the sun. This has happened in the past in millions of years ago, and is some of the reasons that you find woolly mammoths flash frozen in the north, in that they were in a climate that was temperate, and then the crust moved. And during the crustal movement, they were placed into a cold part of the planet as the whole crust moved. This is where some of the myths and legends come from about 3 days of darkness. There is redistribution of wheat in the taking of oil and minerals out of the land. And this could even work in favor of individuals living on the Earth plane, in that it may help with the redistribution of weight in a favorable way. But we do not see anything Tommy right away.
Thank you. Cynthia, so for the next few years, probably, we can breathe freely. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cynthia Izo asks, what is deja vu?
Deja vu is when one has the feeling that something has happened before, that they have seen someone before, that they have been in the same place before. It often is a result of the person actually having lived in another period of time or known a person in another period of time that is in the current moment, in the now, is reappearing in their life, where they are reappearing in that location where they once were, and then there is a connection in their memory bank between now and what happened then. It can be an entryway into information about what has occurred to them in past lives. And so it would be good to take a pen and paper and notebook and keep a record if you have moments of deja vu and can be part of an opening into more knowledge about your past.
Thank you. You know, we have Claire and Jyoti both listening to our calls regularly, and both of them have this circumstance where they feel they're being haunted or occupied or taken over by other beings. And can you make any comment? Claire sent in a message about that. And she says, things seem to be a little better. From your point of view, is she making progress?
Thank you. In the identifying within your own self to musical notes in alignment with your chakra system, this can help. And we see that the children is needed to bring yourself to excellent nutrition. And there is work with die-off of viruses within your system, with biologicals within your system, and detoxification, and we see there is improvement, and to keep with the program that is working in, to be mindful of having good nutrition. There is also other help that may be available through the clearing of, help with clearing of biologicals from your system, and cleaning your house, clearing it of old energies. With Jody, we suggest...
This service is provided by freeconferencing.com. Please enter your access code followed by the pound. This menu will repeat.
we suggest...
Please re-enter your access code followed by the pound.
I'm sorry about that.
Please re-enter your access code followed by the pound.
Just a moment here.
You exceeded number of attempts. Please contact customer service if you need assistance. Goodbye.
Sorry, I don't know how that happened.
With Jody, we suggest pursuing the work with nutrition and with the program for eliminating Lyme's disease from the system, as that will bring a great deal of relief.
Thank you. Hayes asked a question about his bloodshot eyes, and which get worse throughout the day and painful. Can you give him any help or advice with that?
Thank you. Give us a moment. We will take that under submission, and we will pursue that off the call.
Thank you. Next question is, let me see here, from Serena in Seattle. And she is having unwanted visitors at night. I assume she means non-physical visitors, and she wants them to go away and not bother her. It's troubling to her to be awakened at night with things being poked into me, or feeling like my energy is being drained away, and also the pain in my head can be difficult to tolerate. I'd like to know what I can do so I can go to sleep and not have this occur, and can our sources help? Can they speak with these energies to get them to leave me alone? They did
Thank
speak
you.
To them before. They spoke to them before, and things quieted down. But it seems like new recruits came to take over.
Thank you. When one is lost on the other side, then can come in through a portal. We are saying these entities are lost on the other side, and they are seeking some kind of connection. And we look at closing the portal so that they cannot move in to your space. That is our answer.
Thank you. And let me see. We have Kathleen in Denver. And let me get to her here. Kathleen is having a bad time. She's having people break into her car. She's, let me just find here. Her question. She's having pain in her body. A lot of things. Here it is. In the past several years, she's had two cars stolen. She's lost her clothes. The battery of her car was stolen. The driver's window damaged. I'm having days when I feel lots of pain. Is there a metaphysical reason? I'm asking her question this way, okay? She didn't She's wanting to know, why is this happening? And I think I'm going to ask it if she doesn't mind. Is there a metaphysical reason why she's attracting this to her? Is it a karmic pattern from past lives? Is it something in her thought patterns? Why is it this is happening for her?
Thank you. Well, there are two things happening here. One of them is concerning the pain in your body, but is to bring your body into a state of alkalinity, which then should help the pain and stiffness to ease off. The next thing is that you are in an area which is bringing you down, as there is an energy in the area wherein it's the energy of taking advantage of individuals that are trying to pull a fast one to get something for free in a criminal way. And this is an energy that is with a gang in the area of group of individuals. We see the energy running through the area. It is an area that that car thieves have a ring, and they make a detrimental energy, a bad energy, the energy of thievery running between their houses. And this is a hard energy to deal with and brings the whole area down. And we look at different ways of the possibility of handling this. It is a little bit hard to keep clear of their energies as they are out looking for marks. And we see that is in your area something to be avoided, and keeping yourself squeaky clean can help to some degree. However, the energies in the area, we keep thinking that there needs to be some police action to shut down this ring, although this ring attaches and connects to other things in the drug area and is fed also by that. It is almost as if it is in a corridor, an energy corridor, where it takes effect. And at times, you move near that energy corridor, which then can bring you down. Those are what we see. You may think of the possibility checking out other areas that you feel the energy is uplifting. Thank you.
Thank you. And if we've come to end our call, we have probably 1 minute. So I thank you all for being here. And take a moment in the silence and feel the energy. When you get off the call, hold it for a while. Some of you are feeling it, the sense of balance, the sense of connection, and that's always there. It's just that
we separate ourselves from it by our little patterns. And that's why these calls can be so helpful. If you keep coming into them, you can anchor that frequency as a new potential in your own being. And so on that note, I'm going, if you asked a question and we didn't get to it, ask it again next week. That's okay. And we'll see you next time. Sunday Grid Healing, 10 a.m.
Unmuted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a good evening, everybody.
We'll be with you tonight, later on.